Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit your local Great Plains Kubota location or greatplainskubota.com to learn more.
Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo 2026 is in the books, and organizers are calling the two-day event at the Lazy E Arena a tremendous success. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey said the event did exceed expectations.
We had just an excellent event and a rodeo, and in terms of the athletes, both horse and men and women, the times were amazing, the events were amazing. But really, this is all about the children in the Children's Hospital. Broke a record for our boot gathering and actually smashed a record. $22,000, and all that money goes straight to the Children's Hospital Foundation.
The Stewart Ranch team ultimately emerged as the Ranch Rodeo champions, adding another chapter to the history of Oklahoma's most respected ranches. Robert Forrest and the Stewart Ranch team put together a strong performance in the final event. Because the teams were run in reverse order, Stewart Ranch competed next to last and posted a strong time.
Robert Forrest and his team, just unbelievable. And the way that thing worked out, that wild cow milk, and we reordered those teams from 12th to 1st, and so they ran about 3rd and posted a great time, and then the two teams that followed them, which were sitting ahead of them, didn't post quite a good time, and so that moved Stewart up, and so it's kind of a nail biter sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for to kind of see how the final results, and it just a fantastic event.
As a qualifier for the Working Ranch Cowboys Association's World Championship Ranch Rodeo, Stewart Ranch will represent Oklahoma at the WRCA World Championship coming up in Amarillo. With the competition complete, a record fundraising effort underway, and the Oklahoma children at the center of the event, Kelsey said Ranch Rodeo delivered a memorable weekend for competitors, families, and supporters alike. Well, Pork Congress was held last week in Oklahoma City, and our intern Hayden Snelson spoke with Dr. Justin Talley at Oklahoma State University about foreign animal diseases threatening the pork industry and research aimed at keeping producers prepared. One of the primary concerns is African swine fever, a highly damaging viral disease capable of causing significant losses in swine herds.
So right now, the transmission cycle, there's a soft tick involved. We think there's other things involved, like flies, biting flies. But for the most part, when it comes to African swine fever virus, it's not only the things that we think about that can transmit the virus, like the soft tick and some other flies, but it's also what happens to when we have to depopulate these herds just to stop the virus. With a animal with an active infection, you can still have a lot of flies coming to visit these animals, and we want to try to mitigate that.
All the research is part of an effort to give pork producers practical strategies for responding quickly if a foreign animal disease does threaten U.S. herds. To hear more, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.